Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 35 people were killed, dozens more wounded early today in an attack on an Istanbul nightclub that was packed with New Year's revelers. The governor of Istanbul province called the incident a terror attack and said one police officer was among the dead. Turkish police converged on the area around the Reina nightclub, an entertainment spot on the Bosphorus Strait, popular with celebrities and foreigners. Witnesses said as many as 600 people were inside at the time of the attack. So far, no one has claimed responsibility, and President Obama has sent his condolences and directed his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities. Iraqi officials say two bomb blasts exploded in a busy marketplace in central Baghdad, killed 25 there. Another 50 or more were wounded. They say the death toll is likely to rise. At least one of the explosions was caused by a suicide bomber, and the Associated Press is reporting that Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it involved two suicide bombers. Baghdad has been on high alert since October, when its military started an offensive to retake the jihadist stronghold of Mosul. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed the ceasefire in Syria that was brokered by Russia and Turkey, but reports from the war zone say the truce is at risk. Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. The UN reports also saying 400,000 people have died in the war. This is VOA News. As much of the world has already welcomed the new year with fireworks displays, parties, and other festivities, security has been tight. There was added security in many cities after the December 19 hijacked truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market that killed 12. In New York, where well over 1 million people are celebrating the new year, more than 7,000 police officers are out on duty. Other precautions are in place. Carlos Gomez is the New York police chief.
They'll use metal detectors to scan individuals entering the observation areas and pens. We will also deploy our full complement of explosive detecting canines, the dogs, both at the event and throughout our transit system. Throughout the day and well into the night, detailed personnel will sweep hotels, theaters, and parking garages for potential threats and suspicious packages.
And at the Vatican, Pope Francis brought his New Year's message. The Pope said we cannot speak of the future without reflecting on these young faces, pointing to young people out there, accepting the responsibility we have for our young, he said, more than a responsibility. The right word would be debt. Yes, he said, the debt we owe them. In his weekly address, President Obama reflected on 2016, his time as president, and what comes next. He wished everyone the best from him and his family. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted his New Year's greeting. He wrote, "Happy New Year to all, including to my enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly they just don't know what to do." He ended the tweet with one word, love. Ban Ki-moon is ending his 10 years at the helm of the United Nations, lamenting that the fires are still burning, he says, from Syria to South Sudan, but he's proud of the global agreement to combat climate change and the new UN goals to fight poverty and inequality. He took a moment to say goodbye to his staff.
There is not much for me to say. I have only just two words. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Ban's term ends today. He's being succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. Alan Williams, the man credited with discovering the British rock and roll band The Beatles, has died. He was 86. Williams also was the group's first manager, working with The Beatles from 1961. In that era, allowing them to play at his nightclub while also booking engagements for them in Britain and elsewhere. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.